The National Program is a school-based family and community organization which thousands of schools across the country participate in. DOGS stands for Dads of Great Students, and fathers and father figures, including uncles, grandfathers, stepfathers, and more, volunteer at least one day a year at their child's school. Volunteers can do everything from help students with a given subject to hanging out with students during their lunch. Ecker Hill Middle School joined the program 2 years ago, with Treasure Mountain following the next year. The program needs more volunteers, and Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk says dads can participate in several ways.
They can come in and they could actually tutor some classes if they have an area of expertise such as math. They could work with the faculty to set up some math tutoring sessions. What I normally do is I do lunchtime monitoring, and just a presence there in the cafeteria is helpful as kids get all together and at that time to make sure that they don't get out of control, and an adult presence there that kind of deters a lot of negative activity from occurring.
Kirk says they're even encouraging more police officers to get involved. Chief Wade Carpenter allows his officers to spend 1 hour a week to help with the program. He says safety is always a police officer's main priority, but there are other benefits as well.
Promoting good behavior and dealing with problems if they do occur, they're right on the scene. So it's much quicker for us to get involved. But hopefully our presence there, whether it's us or any dad, will have a deterrent effect from kids getting out of hand.
Right now, a total of 4 officers are involved in watchdogs. Kirk says they're incentivizing officers with a free lunch at the school cafeteria with the kids. Since moms tend to be more involved in their children's education, Kirk says the program was designed to get the dads out there because everyone benefits.
I think it's good that they see that their parents, or their friends' parents, are willing to take the time out of their day to volunteer to make sure that they have a wholesome, safe environment. And I think it's great for parents to see their kids interact with other friends and other students at school, and that opens up a new perspective for them on their social skills.
Kirk says to watch for the school's newsletters that will announce the orientation for volunteers. If you'd like to get involved, Kirk says you can call him at 435-615-5512. Right now, only Ecker Hill and Treasure Mountain Middle Schools provide the program. Kirk says to contact your schools to encourage them to get involved. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.